Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m., Channel 1. Hi, everybody who is watching us live now. Okay, in our studio, how exciting! We were just talking to Manu.
Hello, hello.
That we met like 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, and I was just beginning my Accent On. And now you're back. I think you were there like maybe twice.
I think
once.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But what is so exciting is Manu, she is a singer, songwriter, but really model and really fashion designer. And that's her passion. That's something that I learned not long ago. But we'll be talking about this a lot. And also, welcome back, my dear friend. Now I will say, hi, Anya.
Hi, Ilona. Hi, Manu.
Anya, what is your full name?
My full name is Anya Walter-Ries, or Dr. Anya Walter-Ries.
And like we everybody hears, Anya and Manu, they both have a little bit of accents. And I think they're German accent. I have Polish accent.
Manu has barely any, I think.
She's releasing her accent. Oh, that's cool. And of course, in the studio with us, we have a wonderful guest. You can say hi to the microphone. Hi, Chris. Yeah, Chris likes to be a little bit behind the camera, but really, in real life, you are probably number one gentleman in your life. You are husband, yes? And also, you are a photographer, yes? Okay, we'll be not bugging you too much. As I know, you just don't care talking too much because you like more visuals instead of audio and da-da-da-da-da. That's what we love to do. That's what we love to do. Then that's what we'll be doing. Okay, then maybe for right now. Hey, microphone, why are you going back and forth? Uh-huh. I'll take my microphone off because we can talk right now this way too. We'll start maybe from Anya. Anya, I saw you yesterday. And I think people see you and hear you on the show every month. For probably last five months already, you have beautiful segment, and I really appreciate to have you here on the show because you are very creative, a very smart, very well educated person. You have business that everybody needs, not only artists, because you are coaching artists how to be successful. Mm-hmm. But I would love you, before you fly to Germany next month, I would love one more time from your mouth to people's eyes and ears to describe what is your business, mm-hmm, and who is the best client for you. And then we'll be turning twist because we'll be talking less business and more about who is Anya and your private likes and dislikes, and very big news because you are writing book, mm-hmm, but we need to talk a little bit more about this. Then for right now, could you describe to everybody what is your business?
Sure. Can I also take them
you
off?
You can take them off.
Awesome.
Yes, that's when we play music.
But
you know,
so
we are used
easier
to hearing ourselves. You look gorgeous with headphones. Yeah.
You
can have it.
You
I
have to keep them on.
You know, I can't wear my hat right now.
Who am I working with? My ideal clients. Whether these are people that have had some success as actor, singer, creative in the entertainment industry, but they may also be creative entrepreneurs, they might be executives, or just people who really want to, you know, live their full potential. And often these are multi-talented people. And that's the challenge, you know, because we have usually learned we have to have one thing. You know about that. You know, we're first singer, now you're also designer and so forth. So I help people really figure out all their talents, the purpose of it, and how they can get on the next level, living their potential, and without fear, with confidence, without stress, you know, with balance, and with joy also, and with being connected to the source and living also healthy. So it's like a whole interesting
It's
package.
Very interesting. Knowing you, I know we'll be friends forever. That's the sweetest
yes.
things and the most beautiful part of having guests that
like
eventually
that.
They're part of your life. Look at her. This is the designer.
I'm
the
already thinking of Frank when
oh, yeah,
I see this.
Yeah. Oh, you already told us the first name of the... Oh, you're writing book about Frank Sinatra. Okay, you mentioned what Frank, that people will not know what Frank.
I know, that's already a bad habit of mine.
Frank Sinatra loved hats. And
right.
yes, you're right, but
yeah,
you are like the best. Yeah, you look so beautifully.
Thank you. Oh well, if I have the opportunity to actually wear my hat now, see
yeah.
you guys taking it off, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll put my headphones
that's
away.
I take that, right?
I'll take that right there.
Very, very cool. Okay, but your name of your business is?
It's Success Coaching.
Then if people want to find you,
yeah.
how we can get to you?
Well, then you go to www.anyawalterreese.com. That's Anya, A-N-J-A.
Yes, the J is...
It's very important. It's not the Y. It's a J. A-N-J-A-W-A-L-T-E-R-R-I-S.com. That's the English side. And then there's a German too, but that's maybe not as important right now, which is a D-E at the end instead of a com.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And I know that to become guru... Expert.
Oh, guru, yeah. Well, okay, expert
yeah,
is better.
And talking to people who are very, very, very creative. And
yeah.
Mostly people who are creative, they meet a lot of people who they long to get advice on different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you woke up one day and say, what I will be doing in life? I will be coaching people.
Mm.
You are educating yourself so many years.
Mm-hmm.
That if you can give people a little bit... of your past
mm-hmm.
when it comes to education, because you have the doctor in front of your name, then
right,
it's not easy to...
It's a German way to do that with a doctor in front of name.
Like it, they get you already.
Because we say yes. it doesn't matter which kind of doctor has to be the front, you know, it's not only the medical doctors. Yeah. In this case, it's a doctor in art history
mm-hmm.
or in philosophy, you could say, in art history and history in French. That's what I studied.
Wow.
But already doing it, I realized, you know, I didn't want to be an art historian. I'd rather be a writer. I am actually a writer. And I also wanted to be, you know, a singer, an actor, and all these. I have all these inner artists in me,
yes.
you know, and they were fighting for attention. And but I didn't believe in them. So that's also a big topic in my coaching, is learning to believe in yourself and in your talents. Because at the time, I couldn't. And that brought me on my path. You know, was first it was a path of suffering and of depression and of being lost and so forth. And then I got through spiritual work, actually, through psychic readings. That's how I started out, into working with people. And then I got frustrated that they would come back and again to get more information from me, but they couldn't really make the change with the information. So I thought I need to help them to also bring the change
yeah.
about.
And
that's how I
help
give them tools
and
give them tools,
you know, you
be accountable,
them,
but also
important.
Making the change in their minds. It's often, you know, a mental thing. We say 90% is mental, you
Absolutely.
Know, it's the thinking, the believing, and then the feelings that result from that, and then comes the action out of that, right? So to help them on each of these in each of these areas, so they can really transform from the inside out into a different life. And so I then did many different kind of trainings, you know, from process-oriented therapy to NLP to EFT to Alpha to the works to, I mean, it's a long list.
I wish you brought with you this big circle, you know,
yeah.
because you have something that you carry with you, and this is looking so complicated, almost like abracadabra. And this is, what do you think?
Don't tell everything,
right?
It's a magic.
Could describe this Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, the Wheel of Fortune. You mean the Alpha Synapsis program? Yeah. And today I didn't bring it. Now I could have shown it. I didn't know we were on this time on video.
Back.
You know,
you'll be back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The next time I bring it, you know. Well, this is
complicated. Like
it looks, really artsy, right? A lot of colors and so forth. Well, it's actually something that a German former computer programmer developed, Lizzie Götz, in the Schwarzwald in Germany, in the Black Forest. And just the tip of the iceberg of the whole process, but she integrated like old traditions, healing traditions from the Mayans, and then also medicine and the chakras and the meridian points, and through language you can then access these healing modalities, and the chart just helps to guide the intuition. I do it very intuitively now. You know, I don't need this anymore, but it's a great to have and to play with it.
Yeah,
and also to make it visually. Also to make it visual, also for somebody to work with it. You know, I've also taught people to do it actually.
And I mentioned, if people want to hear more what Anya can help with, please go to LA Talk Radio Accent On Archives, and please check our previous shows, and descriptions for the shows are there. And when you find Anya's name, just click and listen on our shows. You gave people wonderful advices, and that's why you are here. And now I'm learning more and more about you. The singing is something that really, really getting us closer together. Yeah. You have beautiful, strong voice, and your love for the retro standards songs from 1940s, 50s, and 60s.
American songbook
is something so beautiful. You really love to sing. And then the connection with Frank Sinatra, you just need to describe to us. How did you meet him?
You're talking already my language. Like, how did you meet him? He's here. He's sitting right here. You see him? Hi, Francis. How are you doing?
He's wearing a hat today.
His own way. I did it my way. And I don't know where he is. Probably left us. Oh, he's here with us. Okay, could you tell us where this and when the idea
came to the singing. You know, in 2013, I was thinking, what if this is my last year? What if, you know, you never know. My dad died, around the time, and I was like, see, this is how it can go like this, right? Yeah. So what if this is last year, and what do you need to do? What is the one thing I really want to do this year? And then it was like singing. So I got myself a coach, and you're a brilliant coach. I mean, we worked yesterday, and I just love the way you work. You know, it's the point that you give, and it's so, with you, it's so easy to really access your potential of your voice. So if you need a really great singing coach, go to Ilona. What's your website again, Ilona? Oh,
you
no,
really
you're picky
to
too. Me, by the way, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm sometimes picky too. No, usually. Yes, but anyway, so I want to sing, and I got into singing that year and writing also songs, learned how to do that. And a friend of mine, I told that, and he was so excited about that. I said, oh, cool, we could sing on a party that I give, you know? And I said, yeah, why not? Let's do that. And I said, oh, easy song? Maybe easy song, right? Something stupid. And then that led to Frank, and the first time that I bought a CD of his, because he wasn't in my life before. I mean, he wasn't in my awareness. I liked My Way. I liked Strangers in the Night. But that's it. But then I got the CD. There was a little booklet in there, you know, with quotes from him. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is an intriguing guy. And there's something. It just drew me in. It was almost like connected and like, oh. Yeah, that's how it happened, right? They just sucked in, and suddenly I had all his CDs. I read like 30 books. I watched all his videos, his movies, you know. And then this, at the end of that year, 2013, I suddenly got that, you know, like it was like a channeling that information, you know, about this book, him as a role model, or like a, you know, we learn always from role models, right? Yes. When we grow up, we can't choose. We have the parents, grandparents, people around us. They are naturally the people that we learn from. But when we are adults, we can pick role models, and mentors is a great thing. We even can pick people who don't live anymore, you know, so and channel in a way them, the energy, the information, and or look at how did they live their life. And that's what I want to do with this book, explain, you know, the values he had, the principles that he lived after that match my coaching also a lot.
Very interesting.
And then what we can learn from it, the good, the big good he had and created, and the shadow also, right? And we all have our shadows. Mm-hmm. We all have our challenges, our fears, and our struggles, and he had a good part of that too. And he had a lot of judgment. He got a lot of judgment in his life from the outside world. And so we can learn from that too, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book is going to be
can
about.
Can we tell already the title of the book? If people start looking, maybe in a year, I don't know
yeah.
when you decide
right.
that you'll be done.
Well, I don't even dare to say that when, the title I dare, but when, because it's an interesting process, you know. Yeah. The book is changing and there's things adding. And yesterday I had a talk with you and with somebody else and new information pops up that I think, oh, this has to be in the book. So it's morphing into something. So I'm working on it. The title, the working title, and I think probably remains, is Do It Your Way.
Yes.
And learn to walk your way and your yes. own path. Live your full potential, purpose and prosperity with the help of Frank Sinatra. I mean, learning from him, learning from... inspired by
Frank
Sinatra.
Your way.
Do it your way.
Yeah, and
exactly.
Lots of us are afraid to make decisions in life.
Yeah.
We always are looking for somebody to tell us how to. And I mm-hmm. think being maybe grown up or living life your way and trusting your own guts and mm-hmm. intuition
right.
Maybe will lead us to this point that we decide to do life our way and don't
right.
look at left or right or somebody else
mm-hmm.
and the judgmental of especially people that are passing through our lives. I think that's the mm-hmm. the hardest things because mm-hmm. we always think like we need to prove something to somebody
mm-hmm. right
and to ourselves
right
we are
often
the worst judges
more.
You know, and
yes.
you are also creative crazy I know then you probably when you do so many images to pick the one that you think is all what you really believe is the best of. How important is it to capture the moment, capture the be a photographer. I think it's just, I will be crazy because right now you can really snap so many pictures
yeah.
and you work, and okay, which one is the one? And I don't know how you are picking and choosing because everybody will tell you, no, this one, no, that one. Are you very secure with choices? Yeah. No, good, because, you know, in the end, that's what I think. When we just decide to be strong for ourselves and say, okay, that's my way right now. This is my way. That's what I want. And we'll be talking to Manu in second because your way is beautiful way. So creative, very much. And I'm so happy you both are meeting.
Me too.
Yes, because I know I pair people in my show
you do that
for
beautifully.
The reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that you both need to meet, and not because you both are from Germany, but you come and go. Every 6 months you are in America, and then you are going because we have clients
yeah,
in Germany.
Or every 3 months, yeah, actually. I'm going to be this summer. I'm going to back in the fall. So it's just three, 4 months.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Then it's not like a long
bye-bye
to Anya. We'll be having you more often. That's lovely. But Anya, if you can give us before your 3 months vacation and work vacation, vacation from actions
it's a different life. It's just not
yeah.
whole life is a vacation, right?
Yeah, and that's your attitude also. You know, when more and more I know you and talk to you privately, what is very cool about you, then you are the... Dr. Anya, but really you are very private, friend-like, I can count on you, human being.
Mm.
And you say, I coach people in an optimistic way. I never look at people's faults. I always bring what is the best of them and ask them to focus on that because rest we can always repair. I think in a way how you coaching is very similar because you don't say, this bad, this is bad, this is bad. No, you just somehow... ease in your way into people's minds and just slowly ask them to discover the potential that they have in them.
Yeah, and also calling on, of course, to being a mirror in a way when the programming, what I call the programming, is running, right? The programming of beliefs and limiting thoughts and all those things and the fears, you know, that we all have. And and some can be very, very blocking, you know, and stopping. And so to be a mirror of when it happens, but also to help them to really dissolve it. And that's a big difference, because you can always say, oh, you're afraid now, you have this running, you know, which is not the way I do it, because, but some people might do it this way. But then really to show the way, you know, use methods, teach them that we can dissolve things on the spot, or when somebody is then on their own again between sessions, they can use these tools to, you know, get out of that program and get aligned again with creative inspiration, with spiritual guidance, with the intuition, the inner knowing. And Frank actually was a master at that. I mean, he was really so self-reliant. He got so fearless about it. That's what you can learn from him. I mean, he was so secure and sure about what he wanted and what not, and he was his judge.
Life is so easy when you don't doubt yourself.
It's nice and easy.
Because like the song. I always tell my daughter, because, you know, when she makes the choices, I'm like, the choice that you make is the right one, because you will never know what will be the different one. Then forget it. Just make it. You're a good
just
person.
Do it.
Smart person. Me too. I'm going with this all my life, because nobody really is there to make a decision for me. I think to bring the security in this crazy world that we are living in, and just not being afraid of, not even failure.
Failure is a big thing. Yes. Failure is the biggest fear of most people. Okay. It's really the biggest thing. Failure and loss together, these two. Losing something or somebody and failing. That's, everybody has it, and to some degree. It's also usually tied into I'm not good enough, maybe even despite all the things I already did, you know, there might be still a doubt about, do I deserve this? Am I worthy of this? Can I do this? You know, am I good enough? And these feed into our doubts and fears. And behind it is like, oh, what if I'm going to fail? You know, and then we feel the criticism, we feel the rejection, the abandonment, we feel the outside world, what they, could they think about us? So we become all out, you know, focusing on the outside instead of going into the inside, because inside, that's the safe haven. That's what we have to really train ourselves to go into and to come from. When we create, right? I mean, artists usually have a good open channel to their creativity that otherwise they couldn't create, right? And there's a lot of trust in that. You know, when you create a fashion, like a beautiful dress, or you look right now, you probably did it a lot like out of intuition and not about, let me think about this and analyze it. No, you become a channel, right? And that's how we actually best live our life. Yeah, and but that was what was cut off the most when we grew up. Because we are being taught, and our whole society works in a way that says, no, we cannot trust the unseen. We cannot trust our guts. We cannot trust the female part, we could say. You know, we have to be this male kind of a man. Men have it too. Men have the intuition, but also they, you know, there's this big focus on the mind and the past, therefore. Because the programming is always about, it's like a computer.
You're so right.
Right? The computer is programmed with past stuff instead of with receiving the intuition and then acting on it and just being the executor. Yeah. That's what the male principle is, you know.
Wow, people, and I don't know how many people watches us right now, how many people listen to us, and again, everybody.
Whole of LA, of course. It's LA talk show.
Please go to my accent on Facebook and LA Talk Radio. Facebook also, because now we are live. We have on the camera this show, and also audio will be available in few hours in archives and on iTunes also under Accent on Podcast, LA Talk Radio. And I will be posting tomorrow link for the show. Then anybody who wants to hear again and again and again, and I know people are reaching to some shows sometimes from 5-4 years ago, and this is the coolest thing, because we have 300 something show to choose from, but we have also guests listed on list of archives of my shows. Then Anya, I know you will be back on the 23rd, because I didn't want to let you go without talking to us in May, and you are traveling. Then I am very happy to announce that we'll be continuing to talking to you on the 23rd, right. So it's another Monday. Then we'll have twice
Anya, Anya again, we did in January already, right? I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Then we'll be passing right now our microphone and questions towards you, Manu.
All right, I'm ready.
6 years ago when I met you, you had dark, dark black hair and very rock and roll clothes, rock and, you know, obvious. 6 years later, still.
Still beautiful, but a little different.
Things changed in life.
Yes.
You were a singer mainly in L.A. In Germany, you were a star with millions of sold albums. You tell us about your past, about your today, and the future, please.
Okay, so my past, a way to start. So I moved in 2007. I moved to Germany for a huge, a Disney band that they created. And I was part of it, and it literally, everything happened so fast. It was literally an overnight success. It was a casting I went to, and we sold like a million records. We had platinum records. We had golden records, in Germany, Austria, Switzerland. We toured we did shows on Ibiza, Mallorca, in Spain, in Italy, like literally everywhere. And it was a dream come true, and it was the most craziest, most intense, amazing project I've done in my life. And so when we all saw the band a little bit, it might, come to an end, or we all are in an age where we want to do something else, we have to do that now. So we came as a band together, we made a decision, we said, okay, this is it, we want to split, we want to do something else. Which we did, and at that time, Alina was the other band member, and I, we literally booked flights and we came to LA with suitcases and nothing else. Mm-hmm. No visa, nothing, just sitting there like, okay, what's going to happen next? And we did music first together, then we decided to split up, so I did my own music.
Do you still keep contact with Alina?
Well, I mean, we're all friends, but we don't really see each other. Like, I think LA is just,
Everything is so fast.
Exactly. Yeah. And I went through a time of my life where I always had black hair. I shaved my head. I was that Britney Spears with my crazy mohawk. And it was very intense. Like, I was very
Which
rock and roll.
Which means very creative.
It was very creative. Absolutely.
Because you and fashion, this is like one. I'm telling you, people.
Thank you.
I don't see too many guests, or I'm also very tuned into fashion, because we are from New York. We like unusual clothes. We like boutique outlook for the way how we clothe. We are creating our own clothes. My mama was sewing most of my dresses when I was singing on the stage, and my daddy was doing belts for me. Wow. You know, he was doing from the metal different, like, you know, just something always that nobody had before, and we couldn't buy it. We had no money to purchase. Then they created that vision was mine, and my mother was just amazing, and daddy helping me to just look how I looked on TV. I loved it. And it's funny, because a year ago I was looking at my own TV shows in Warsaw. People were saying, gosh, your clothes were just so fast thinking forward instead of what was the many 20 something years ago. And I looked at myself like, wow, I could wear this right now. And I'm coming back to it, because I will be playing one of the song of my favorite singer, Natasha Mira, who just wore my dress, 30 years old dress that I was creating for myself with my mother on my stage.
That's your daughter.
And my daughter. And she decided to put this dress. And I didn't ask her for that. She has she had many dresses. But this one she asked me for. She said, Mommy, I was 6. I remembered you sewing. I always wanted to have this dress on me. Can you find it? Luggage. Washing and sewing again. And she looked beautiful. Then, you know, sometimes the fashion is something that can... 30 years later will be still edgy, cool. Then I cannot wait for you to describe us, how does this happen that now you tried, or you are doing business of it, to have your own design.
That's
label.
That's exciting part, yeah.
You tell us design, your label name.
Yeah. My label name is Manu by Manu.
Manu by Manu.
Yes.
How you spell your name?
It's Manou. So it's Manu by BY Manu, M-A-N-O-U.
And that's like one word?
That's one word, yes.
That's what is very cool, Manu by Manu. It's just singable, goes to the So perfect. Okay.
Thank you.
You will describe your brand and what do you want to really achieve as a designer? Yeah.
So for me, it's interesting what you talked about because it's exactly that point where I have never designed anything in my life. I mean, I always, you saw me, like I had crazy clothes, I started cutting, I started making my own, but like it was not a designer job. So by doing that, I was wearing those fur pieces, faux fur, to make it clear, to fashion shows. And everybody always asked me, what is that? Where can I get it? I'm like, well, I just did that myself. And they're like, well, you have to put that out. I'm like, what? How? Where do I start? And there was a point where people pushed me so much for this piece that I was wearing that I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And it's what she said, because I was so not afraid at all, because I had no competition. I had nothing to fear about. I was just like, I just let it out. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. I have no, if people want to judge me, hey, go ahead, because I'm not a fashion designer. I'm just doing this for fun, you know? So I started the project and I just want to take it out the bag.
Beautiful, magical bag of goodies. And I'm so happy today we have a chance to show a little bit what Manu by Manu can offer to people who just love to have fun and just add something unusual, Euro taste, you love Euro flavor.
Yes.
Very artistic point of view, how you can make your dress very special and unique.
Well, okay, so I'm creating those faux fur colors, and the message behind is actually the whole collection is called Be You. So B-E and then a U, because...
Be you and do it your way, that fits, huh?
Exactly, because I feel like these days people always try to be somebody else, especially me being an influencer. You're trying to get people, you know, to see you as an idol, but on the other side, it's like... You want them to wear your stuff and make it your own. Don't copy my picture and wear exactly the same dress with the same shoes. Like go home and be yourself. Like, don't look up to these idols and be like, oh my God, I want to be like her. Like, no. Find yourself. Out of the whole media mass, out of everybody telling you what to do, just be yourself. Okay.
Yes.
So, I'm creating. you guys want to see it?
Yeah, this is fun. Look at
you
that.
Wear it like this.
Oh my gosh, look at them. Butterflies.
Okay, these are my signature pieces, which means the pieces are fixed. Like, you cannot change everything. This is like absolutely like
the sound of how you are
ish.
Yeah. Obvious, but they are beautiful, and you are coloring.
You are coloring those.
Who colors for you?
Wow, look at this.
And is now,
this you? Love it.
I have, let me show the other one. It's easier to show.
Oh, and what's this here?
I have the pieces that it's actually.
Oh, I love it.
That's for you. That's for you.
Of course.
And that here, you okay, this is the piece, but the cool part about it is you can take you the can jewelry off.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
And you can change it with whatever else you want.
How neat.
Beautiful. Yeah. Please put,
put them around. Put them on. Sure.
That's so good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you show it.
Can we show, can we tell prices?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
So, yeah, these are, for example, other jewelry that you can,
that's,
you know, just put on.
You,
it's
you
very
know,
bling, like
it's
totally matches.
This is something that people can go and purchase, because that was idea.
I'm making everything. Yes.
She's making everything.
It's a new trend. It has never done.
You need to purchase them. It's like the shoes. What are the shoes? Sometimes the clogs that people have, these cracks.
Crocs. Yeah.
Accent. I have an accent. Crocs, then you could bring a lot of pieces. That's similar, but this is well made.
Thank you. I mean, nobody has ever done this.
Are you sitting at night and gluing?
Trust me, I've had a lot of hours behind me. But nobody has done this, that you can create your own fashion.
Yes,
like, literally with
great.
Exchanging
love
things,
it.
And I'm going to go make bags. I'm making jackets right now, so it's like a whole... It's a new era of creating your own clothes.
Yeah,
so
love it.
Pushing
I
for it.
I love it.
Okay,
thank
then.
You.
If I may ask, how is your day?
Frank loves it too.
Frank, if you can hear us somehow.
Oh, yes.
yeah, we have a dream that Anya will record one of the Frank songs, and maybe the single
book,
will be added to the book that people can see how her version of Frank song that will come out to be alive. Yes,
but
this is really exciting. Oh, you didn't show this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's another signature piece. So here you can put a like a lipstick inside, or it has a little bag here.
Oh.
So it's like the same way, but you can you can put something inside.
Chris, when you wake up at night, do you think that these collars are walking towards you? Because they're so cozy, like animals, little tiny animals.
Luck is your lady.
It's called my Swiss lady. I brought her all the way from Switzerland. She's a trend,
Yeah, she's a trendy tramp.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. I love her. And this one.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a lipstick on the lips.
Okay, money. How much we are paying for them if you want to order, where to order, how to find you, all of this that... Please tell us as a businesswoman.
Yeah, so my whole fashion designs that you can see is on my website. It's easy. It's just manoubymanou.com, M-A-N-O-U by M-A-N-O-U.com. And if you want to see my whole modeling career, the whole influencer that I'm doing, it's official Manou on Instagram. And they're starting at like 120 and they go all the way up to like 299 signature pieces because they are fixed and they are a lot of work. And it's all made in California.
Pieces of art.
I don't do any outside work. So
Do you have people who are working for you right now?
We are a full team. Yes. Yeah. We have a marketing team. Everything behind. So we're we're working very hard day and night.
Okay. Then you said outside of colors, people can soon expect to find also furs. We know there's not the real fur, but it's beautiful.
Thank you.
The jacket will be the same way, or you will be going away from the fur cozy.
I'm just a furry person. I'm obsessed with faux fur. I really am, and I think I can say it. I'm working with PETA together.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah.
So we started doing some stuff, and I also create little dog collars.
Oh.
So you can literally match with your dog with a tiny little snap button on it.
How
you can
cool.
walk around, and I think it's very.
She already my Bobby Lee over
some,
some little fur.
And you know, just
thing.
Like little snaps. It's so cute because you can change it every day. You know, depending
you
on the
right
mood of the dog. It's just
think about
yeah.
children, collection, girls collection, because mama and daughter. I don't know
that too.
What?
Yeah.
Daughter will not steal.
Oh yeah, this is just.
Yeah. I want to because this really is something so youthful when you are a little bit older. And it makes you feel really cute.
Yeah.
And for younger people, it's really funky.
Yeah.
And
cool. even for kids, because you can take them away and just play with them as toys. You know, you can take the snap buttons and just
if they're
put
not
the
too small.
Kids somewhere and be like, kids, yeah, of course.
You're going to party, your child is annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You say,
honey.
Play
take
with
my piece.
Where are they?
Exactly.
That's so cute.
Yeah, but you can also buy just the jewelry itself. So
okay.
You
and
can
put them on other stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
6 years ago,
love
you sang
it.
Beautifully.
Crazy.
I still.
When did you start that? 6 years ago? No.
No, literally.
Two years. Ago,
no,
year?
I started this in September last year.
Oh my
gosh! And I
have
a full collection out right now.
Wow.
I've been working. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a really. That's
I'm
the,
tired.
That's when passion comes. Really. You know, when you're just on purpose and you're aligned, you know? And I think it's often what you said, like, when you feel like, you know, I just do it because I don't have to prove anything.
Yeah.
I just feel called to it. I say yes. You know, I say yes, and again yes, and yes. And suddenly, you know, everything opens up.
Yeah.
And before when you think, oh, no, now I'm going to be a fashion designer, now I have to live
I
up to something.
I didn't have time to think.
Yeah, luckily not.
So
luckily
fun.
Not.
You
had
time to think
exactly.
all your life because whatever you were wearing and putting on you, this
was preparation.
So creative and stage creates completely different tastes.
It is,
What streets offers for people.
Yeah.
And I'm lacking a little bit in America, this cool, edgy, funky, unusual clothes than Europe. Maybe it's more open to
I
it.
Think so, too.
And yeah,
I
maybe
agree.
This is L.A. Everybody thinks L.A. is sunny, honey, and people are colorful and dressed up very, very well. But
wearing
honestly, not so many people dressed up in Los Angeles like Manu.
She is
really forward thinkers, and I love that. And just bring these colors, bring this happy to our lives. And again, your website?
Manoubymanou.com.
And do you think that you will come back to singing?
So many.
Like, I have the feeling that it will enrich each other later. You don't have, if you let go, there has to be in a certain way.
It's so interesting. So many people ask me that. Yeah. And so many people, I got offers, and which is so crazy, because when you want something so bad at that time, it's like you always want it too much, and people are like, oh, yeah, I'm freaking out. And now that I just completely let go of my music career, people are like, I want you back. Where are you?
That's it.
I don't know yet. You know, I can't tell. For right now, I'm just happy to have my own business and do what I love doing. And it's really tough. It's really like it's a lot of tears, a lot of screaming, a lot of like, man, what I'm doing, because I didn't study this.
Yeah.
But it makes
sense. Study
it
again. I'm coming back. You studied this all your life.
My own way. Yeah.
You
I mean,
did it.
Yeah, but doing a business is something else.
Yeah.
Right? Doing
a
business and having a team that you have to lead and making decisions every day.
But you know, say like September, you were thinking about this probably a year before, and what angle you can.
Literally in September, I sat down and somebody, okay, my PR girl, she's like, Manu, what's like your dream? I'm like, oh, one day have my own, you know, fashion clothing line. Like Victoria Beckham is like my go-to girl, you know? Yeah. She's like, well, did you ever create something? So I showed her this one collar I made, and like years ago, right, when doing my music career, and she's like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. I, you know, put you together with somebody, and this guy, we're sitting down with him, his name is Sean, and he is in the fashion industry. He's like, okay, next time I meet you, bring me five. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, where I'm going to buy everything? I'm going to do this. Like, I don't have to sew. And I literally started from scratch in September, end of September, YouTubing how to use a sewing machine. Uh-huh. No idea what I'm doing. No idea where to shop. He's like, Manu, you have to do this by yourself. Like, you have to go through that process of learning. And he just pushed me and said, go
do
it.
Yourself. Wow. Yeah.
I was like, okay, the clock is ticking. Like, nah, we got to do it.
Anya?
And,
Anya, when you listen to Manu, is this just somebody so perfect that she figured out on her own what will
Nobody's
make her happy?
Perfect.
But you know, we have on like journey what we are talking. Some people will step in the middle, and if maybe singing gets boring or you just want to take a break, and then we're getting depressed because what is the next? You decided to not be depressed.
Well, I was depressed.
The difference
just tell us about this moment.
It was so hard. When the music stopped for me, I was like, what am I going to do next? It was a very the hardest part in my entire life I've ever been through, ever.
Like lost.
Yeah. Just lost, and you don't know what to do. And I'm like, I need another passion. That's the only reason why I came to LA. And I was so sad. I mean, ask my husband, he went through it. It was very tough. And he looked at me, he's like, I don't know what to do with you. Like, we have to somehow get out of this dark hole. And then we started taking pictures together. He's like, okay, let's just, you know, because I want you to see how beautiful we are.
You
know,
are amazing.
He like,
you're very photogenic. So you have the longest legs ever. And you are so natural.
The longest hair, probably.
That's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Manu, you will be singing because you will find the it in you for a moment that is maybe sleeping somewhere because need to sleep. You got so good project going on, and then with this collection we need new CD.
Well, I just wanted to say, because this is because when you said what she's so perfect,
yes,
what's really actually perfect is that you did get out of the fun, you know, thinking and programming and followed the hints and
she's surrounded by wonderful people too who help her in maybe overcome.
Yeah, well, there are other people that are surrounded by that too, but they shut it off. You know, you need to say yes, and then you need to open the channel again and go with it. And that takes some courage too.
Absolutely.
And it takes some, in a way, we are perfect from a spiritual point of view. We are, because, you know, this, just the creative energy is perfect. But we get in our own way with this imperfect human program.
That's exactly that. And that's exactly that, because I think coming from this whole huge band that I was in and having so much success, coming to America where it's all about the voice. Like, everybody is so talented in this town. I think I just shut down and I'm like, I'm not good enough. And they expect so much from me because I sold a million of records and now I'm in LA and I'm like, and with fashion, I had no competition. I've never done this. I'm like, you know, I don't even care if people love or hate it. It's me.
I
this is 100%
succeed.
Me.
I just
exactly.
Try out, right? I just
exactly.
do
exactly. And that's why I feel like I could just let go finally in my life. I had just nothing to think about.
You know, after me being here for so many years and working with so many artists and producing albums left and right with young people, little older people, You know what I learned? You said it's all about voice. But I think America more and more understand this, not all about voice. It's really about song and your honesty and insight and mm-hmm. what you can... really through your life story, what you can give it to.
I think in your head, no, hold on, just to correct myself, it's in your head, it's about the voice. I don't think the people, they judge, how do I say that? I don't think the quality that's out there, it's the most amazing quality for like singers, but I believe in our head, we're always doubting our vocals, no matter if you're Mariah Carey.
No, then you're not supposed to do that. Then yeah. I don't know what I can, I know your voice. I know your songs. I played today. We didn't, but next time when you come with your furs or whatever will be the next, hopefully we'll play something from the past because you have amazing voice and you have an attitude and you have something that was really you. And we need Manu in our lives as an artist, as a singer too, with everything well, what you bring to the table.
And you know, when you see all these colors, I always say these multi-talented artists are like flower bouquets or like a garden with lots of colorful different flowers. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn to embrace them all. And the garden is rich and beautiful when we say, oh, I can have this flower. This is a big flower you have right now that you're creating, right? And you're nurturing it, you're watering it. But singing is another flower. And right now you just let it grow by itself in the background. You don't pay attention to it, but at some point it will draw again. There will be people coming and saying, like you always say, they're saying, oh, we want to hear you again. And then you just let go again of the programming and say, I don't have to prove anything.
Yes.
Yeah, I had this in the past. Now I have this, and now I can just do it for fun. Mm-hmm. Now I just can play with my voice, and I don't care anymore what I think that people think about me here and what they're expecting, but I just go in my own Manu by Manu style, also again about my voice and singing, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you said that, I was like, that was again so much Frank Sinatra, what you said.
Really?
Totally. I mean, he would have like written this, signed that, you know, like, yeah, stamp on it, because that's how he, honesty, authenticity. Why is he still the voice and still he's still so there also. People listen to him and so forth. He is timeless because he not just had a voice. Yeah. He had this personality. He was truthful. He told the story and he did it in his own Frank by Frank way. Mm-hmm. And you just need to do it in your own Manu by Manu way. And it will come in the right timing. Trust the divine timing mm-hmm. with that. Right now you focus on this and then we have reminders like, you know,
We need your voice, come on.
And for right now, I have the song we're talking about Natasha and my dress and her singing.
Yes, yes.
And this will be one of the first songs on her album, Calling Out to Me. And it's all what we are talking about. It's about finding yourself out. And I would love mm-hmm. to play for us a little bit.
And right, let's listen.
Yeah, we still have time. Time always goes so fast here.
Oh, yeah. It's flying when you have fun.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be, dancing moments in the air.
See what I can become, and until I
Natasha Mira calling out to me. She's looking for her own destiny. You, Manu, by Manu also. Anya, your help is really, really so needed, because not only creative people need everything what you are talking about, everybody needs a help from the Dr. Anya. How we can find you? Now you are leaving to Germany, but they can talk to you via Skype, via different ways.
Right.
And could you give us one more time?
Well, you can also just text me at 310-293-2827. 310-293-2827. Or go to my website at www.anyawalterreese.com. That's ANJAWALTERRIS.com.
Or if somebody cannot right now write this, please go to Facebook Accent On. I have all links, of course, the same with Manu by Manu. All links are getting everybody to the right place. And in 2-3 hours, we'll be having the show live on LA Talk Radio. People can download, people can listen over and over. And today is the Monday. Next Monday, I will be still here. I know you are leaving to Germany. I know you are staying. You are staying. I cannot wait to be in Germany soon, too, with Natasha Mira. She will be recording in Germany.
Yeah.
And with producer who record my first album, German producer who record my album in L.A.,
What?
And now she is going to record to his studio.
Isn't that awesome?
To record. And Michael, we love you so much. And I know we'll be talking to you, and people will know you too, probably in June or July. But life is beautiful when we think this way, because you are the most positive human being. And I know you were a dark person before. We didn't caught this moment that you had moment of being depressed. In
oh,
life
yes.
And looking, and I want...
Decades. Not just moments.
Yeah, it's really, really...
But I got over it.
Very important to know that you get yourself out of
this funny
mood. Yeah. And then you are studying. You are helping so many great creative people, creative businesses also, and businesses, whoever really need this help with Manu. 6 years ago, I see you every few years. I hope we can see you more often. Who knows what the life will bring.
Oh, big
you
things. Big things, Manu, that's
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
I think life looks very colorful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very great.
Thank you.
And for your daughter, too. Oh. I mean, that was amazing, that song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I got chills.
I would totally do it.
Yeah.
I would totally do this song.
It's amazing because the song is...
And she wrote it.
23, and her style is so not... what people expect.
Yeah.
You know, she's bigger than life. We've orchestrated to find a producer who can give what she has in her head, the way how she writes. We found perfect match. And thank you, Dan, again for everything. And whole album will be soon ready. She waited a long time for the album. And I know your time is coming. My time, I write too. Okay, before I say bye-bye to people, why not? Manu, I sometimes... seeing different things, not only dance and happy, happy peppy. What?
Are we gonna hear something?
Yes, let's sing a little more depressed song.
Okay.
Why not? But life is beautiful. Everybody, please, next Monday in the same place, Ilona Europa Accent On. But for right now, dance and pray, Ilona Europa. Also for the moment.
I love the title, dance and pray. I love it.
Break my heart when to break my heart.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.